Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and today I'm going to share two stories that illustrate why you should never think it's too late or you're too old to follow your dreams. You can start a new career in your 60s or renovate your home or move across the country or travel to that faraway place you've always wanted to see. We have so many stories about people doing just that in Chicken Soup for the Soul. Age is just a number, and I personally found them very inspiring. So in our first story, Rebecca Graff explains that she and her husband were empty nesters in their early 60s when she decided to turn their 2,400 square foot home, where they'd lived for 17 years, into a 4,000 square foot home, fully renovated and with three new additions. And Rebecca decided to do this even though her husband had early onset dementia that had started in his 50s. She says, "I'd often tried to get my husband interested in adding on a room or two or three, but that was never his thing. So I paused my dream of getting to build a house in my lifetime, but I never abandoned it." Well, the people around her made all the usual comments about how she could just move. And why did she need so much space anyway? And why didn't she just move to one of those over 55 communities? After all, she wasn't even going to have her husband living at home for that much longer because his dementia was advancing to the point where he would need full-time care in a dementia facility. Here's Rebecca's response: "Because my life isn't over yet. I still have things I want to do." And she says that her husband's psychologist had laid out the picture of what life was going to look like as his illness advanced. And she knew the future they'd worked and saved for was never going to be. She'd have to create a new life for herself without him. And here's what she says about that: "As I contemplated the realities of it all, I knew I would not wait until I was too old, too sick, or too tired to do something I'd been dreaming of for years." So Rebecca had her house transformed, adding on the turrets she'd always wanted. She also incorporated features that would make it easier for her to remain living there as she aged, adding a first floor bedroom with a bathroom that could accommodate someone with a walker or a wheelchair. Rebecca says, "Sometimes I think my decision to build my dream house was my way of sassing back at the universe for taking everything I'd assumed would be as we aged together." She says her husband did get to live in the new house for a few months before he moved to a care facility, and she's glad he got to enjoy it, even though he no longer remembers it. And for her, she says, "My new home has become a sanctuary, not only for me, but for family and friends, and new memories are made on a weekly basis. I've come to realize there are expectations for women of a certain age who are alone. I want to shout from the top of my new turreted office to anyone who will listen: do not wait. Do it your way. Let no one tell you how you should be at your age."
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and Clean Label Project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Renovating and adding on to a house while caring for a sick husband sounds pretty daunting. But how about becoming a firefighter in your 60s? That's what Fred Weber did. He had worked in construction for 40 years, and that had taken its toll on his body. Nevertheless, He had always wanted to be a firefighter, and the closest he had gotten was being what is called a level 3 first aid attendant. A few years earlier, he had assisted at a motor vehicle accident on his way to work. He had helped a police officer rescue the driver. She was in cardiac arrest, and Fred did CPR and saved her. So when he saw that the local firefighters were looking for new recruits, he applied, and he was accepted. And yes, he was the oldest recruit, and it was tough, and he lost 20 pounds. Only 2 of the 5 recruits made it through the training and became firefighters. Fred thought about quitting more than once, but he persevered. And now, 10 years later, Fred is a trainer with the department. He certifies drivers to drive fire apparatus and operate fire pumps. He's almost 70, but he has found a place where he fits in with the department despite his age, doing what he loves best. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, age is just a number, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Costco Canada, and of course, Amazon. If you'd like to become one of our published writers, check out the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see the topics we're working on, and you'll also see some story guidelines to help you write a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story. Come back for our next episode to pick up some more great advice from psychiatrist Dr. Mark Goulston. He'll teach us how to really listen and become a better interviewer, friend, colleague, and advisor. Plus, he'll share some tips from his new book about healing from trauma.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.